Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Commuting anywhere on the MBTA lately has become a test of patience, and the head of the T warns it could take a month before service returns to normal. A new WBUR survey out this morning shows the mass transit mess could become a political liability for the state's new governor, Charlie Baker. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
Ride the T and you'll find frustration. According to the new WBUR poll, in Metro Boston, only 1% of people consider the MBTA in excellent condition.
Well, the weather, I think that's the main factor right now.
Ryan Valley waited for a bus yesterday in Kenmore Square to go to a dentist appointment. He says despite the snow, the MBTA has old maintenance issues it never fixed.
I guess everything's sort of coming home to roost as a result of that. So I guess it's a, no pun intended, perfect storm.
Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella conducted their survey for WBUR, and he says these winter storms have exposed some deep cracks in the transit system. Sure, the T has seen better days, and people are viscerally angry right now. But Cazella compares this polling to previous data and says it looks like a moment of crisis.
There's much more belief that this is an old and out-of-date systems problem and not that it's a problem with management at the MBTA.
Cazella says people aren't exactly sure where to point fingers. A lot of people put the blame on the state legislature and former governors. Some blame Beverly Scott, the general manager of the T.
You don't see a lot of fingers pointed at Charlie Baker.
Only 5% of residents polled say the new governor is most responsible for the troubles with the MBTA this winter. But more than 80% of people polled say the MBTA ought to be a major priority for his administration going forward.
When you have an issue that is stirring up this much passion and so many people saying it should be a major priority, it's something that you can't afford to ignore for very long.
But at a press conference last week, the governor dodged responsibility.
I don't have any direct authority over the MBTA at all. I have one seat on the board.
That may be true, but that kind of rhetoric does not comfort people like poll respondent Karanja Gordon.
Lord knows if we have another bad winter like this, what's going to happen again?
30-year-old Gordon lives in Dorchester and relies on the T to get around.
That's definitely the responsibility of the governor. He runs the state, doesn't he? Being the governor of Massachusetts, and it is the Mass Bay Transportation Authority, MBTA, that's his responsibility.
Pollster Steve Cazella says people are looking to Governor Baker.
From a public opinion standpoint, there needs to be the appearance that he's in charge. These are the kinds of numbers you tend to see in a crisis. This is an issue which cries out for someone to be in charge.
For many transit experts, money is part of the solution. The WBUR survey finds the public is divided on paying more taxes to improve the MBTA. 48% support the idea, 48% do not. So Cazella says how Baker navigates this crisis is tricky.
He's said that he is not going to raise taxes. So he's got this problem which appears to demand new taxes. People are split on it, and he said he's not going to do it. So how does this problem get fixed?
The general manager of the T says it'll likely be weeks before the MBTA gets back on track. The question is whether Governor Baker will symbolically be in the conductor's chair. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.